Texas Small Business Headlines. Guide: How to File a DBA in Texas for 2026. A step-by-step guide explains how to file a DBA in Texas, outlining legal requirements for operating under a name other than a company's legal name. Small business professionals in TX can use this guide to ensure compliance with local naming regulations when launching new business ventures. Read the full guide, cola.legalzoom.articles/file-a-DBA-in-Texas. Texas Small Business Headlines. Travis County Clerk Stops Recording DBAs, Filing with Secretary of State. As of September 1, 2019, the Travis County Clerk's Recording Division no longer records or files incorporated assumed names. Texas small business professionals operating in Travis County must now register their DBAs exclusively with the Secretary of State. Visit https://countyclerk.traviscountytx.gov/departments/recording-dbs for official details. Background and context. Why quarterly estimated payments fail in year two. The federal safe harbor for estimated payments is the lesser of 90% of current year tax or 100%, 110% for higher incomes of prior year tax. New businesses meet safe harbor easily in year one when prior year tax was zero. In year two, last year-based safe harbor disappears and underpayment penalties surface. The penalty is not large per dollar, but compounds across quarters and surprises owners who thought their bookkeeper was handling it. Cash flow gets squeezed at exactly the growth point where it is tightest. At year one filing, set up year two estimated payments based on a projection, not the prior year. Background and context. The four insurance gaps small businesses share. Most small business insurance portfolios share predictable gaps. Cyber liability, often excluded from general liability. Employment practices, separate from general liability. Business interruption, often capped well below actual reliance. And professional liability, excluded if not specifically purchased, even when professional services are offered. Each gap can become a six-figure claim that the owner assumed was covered. The cost of filling the four gaps is typically a few hundred to a few thousand dollars annually. Have your broker walk you through the policy declarations page and explicitly call out what is excluded. Background and context. An EIN is not your state tax ID. The federal EIN identifies the business to the IRS for payroll, federal tax filing, and bank account opening. State tax IDs are separate, often required for state payroll, sales tax, and unemployment insurance accounts. Some states issue multiple IDs for different functions. Using the EIN alone leaves state obligations unfiled. State agencies catch missing registrations through cross-checks with the federal EIN database, often years later, with penalties and interest accruing the whole time. Visit your state's Department of Revenue website and confirm every required state tax registration by name.